Now, what's happening?
Huh?
What can you see?
Flashing light. And what will see?
Flashing light?
See a dustbin light thing.
See a dustbin man light, you think?
Yeah, okay. It's a tomorrow. Okay, bye. It's a tomorrow. Huh? A telephone man.
Telephone man?
Yeah.
What do you mean, telephone man?
Locked it here.
Should turn the light off, it'll be easier for us to see.
Oh.
Is that better? Where is he now?
Down here, I think.
He's here, you think? Is he at Sue's house?
Oh, yes.
Loading up Sue's rubbish.
Oh, in a rock then a minute.
Going now. Bye bye.
See the flashing light.
You can still see the flashing lights, can't we? Yes, the van's gone, but we can still see the reflection of the flashing lights in the cars, can't we?
Actually, what will be mine? Light's gone.
All the bin bags have gone, yes. You can still see the flashing lights in those cars, can't you? Can you still hear the noise?
Yeah. Not there's somebody yet.
Oh, what's we talking?
Not press my button. Not press my button.
What do you mean, not press my button?
Oh,
did you not see them press the button today to churn up all the bags? Well, the trouble is, it's only 4 o'clock, but it's very dark, isn't it, outside, so I don't think we could really see what they were doing. I can't see the lights flashing now in the cars, can you?
Mabel come out.
Mabel come out?
Yeah.
No, she's called Sue, she's not called Mabel. Are you thinking of Auntie Mabel?
Yeah.
It's Sue's neighbour, she's also called Sue. Well, her light's on the car flash because she was just setting a burglar alarm, wasn't she? Not a burglar alarm, a car alarm. That's it then for the bin men for another week, Thomas. Well, look, she's driving off in a car. She must have been unsetting the alarm and ready to go.
I should fall down the car.
She fell down in the car?
Yeah.
She's driven off. Can you see where the bin man left us a new bin bag? In the drain pipe?
Yeah. They've taken it.
No, they've not taken that. They've brought that. It's a clean new bag for Mummy to put in the dustbin now. And that's what they'll take next week. This clean bag you see now, we'll go into our dustbin and we'll start putting rubbish in it. And then by next Monday, it'll be full and they can take it away. Won't be nice and clean like it is now, will it?
No.
Oh, isn't it funny, Thomas, in winter, on a day like today when it's raining?
Fireman's going now.
The fireman's going now, is he?
Yeah, the light off. Don't worry, fire engine.
Don't worry, fire engine.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, on a rainy day, a wet day, they went off, get on with the job.
Sit down, my fire engine.
That birdie crying. When it's a wet day, they're really quick getting all the bags into the bin and they're off, aren't they? On a sunny day, it takes them a lot longer.
Stop it. Do it, Birds.
Oh, what's the matter with Birdie? No, don't upset her. You come through here with your toys. Or you can blow her a kiss.
Yeah, okay.
Hello,
Freddy. Yeah. Okay. We're going that way.
The train's going that way. And the digger's going that way. You playing with your toys on the window ledge?
I see you, Purdy.
Yes,
the spin man.
Yes, I think Freddie probably did see the spin man today.
The spin man now emptied all the rubbish out.
Yes, he's emptied.
What one?
All the rubbish out.
What one now, Freddie? What? And I kept it, not lose it. The spin man. Stop it pushing me.
Stop it pushing you?
Oh yeah,
I wasn't pushing you, Thompson. I was just trying to stop you going out the door because it's raining, it's wet. We've just left the door open so Purdy can go out if she wants to. You mustn't go out, you've got your slippers on.
Purdy, my light. Stop it pushing me. Stop it. Not doing the things.
What sort of things?
Not going that way, too dirty.
You're not going that way, it's too dirty. What do you mean you're not going that way, it's too dirty?
Okay, too muddy.
Too muddy?
Yeah, okay, it's been a walk. Got my way.
You've been for a walk, you've got your wellies?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you've still got your slippers on, but we're going to put your wellies on in a few minutes, Thomas, I think. I think it would be nice to get out for a walk, even though it's wet. Don't you?
I think you put like a turd. like a turd.
What are you saying to Purdy?
Like a turd.
Like a carrot?
Yeah.
What do you mean like a carrot?
I think, alright, look at that.
That's what Mummy puts on the radiator to dry some clothes.
Fine.
Why is Purdy crying, Janice?
Hiding my... Purdy hiding me.
She's hiding from you, is she?
Yes.
Are you chasing...
Throwing rubbish.
You're throwing rubbish?
Yeah.
Are you gathering all the cushions off the chairs and throwing them like bin bags? Are you showing Purdy what the bin man did a few minutes ago? Is that what they did? Thomas?
Yeah. It's okay. Thank you, Mum. We're into all these rubbish bags.
A lot of rubbish bags, yeah. Have you just given Purdy a kiss?
Food over there for you, Purd.
Food over there for you, Purd. You're showing her where her food is?
You're turning that. Okay.
Are you turning her around and pointing her in the right direction?
Not going that way. So dirty. Oh, Purd! Stop it!
Why are you telling Purdy not to go that way? It's too dirty. Do you mean it's too dirty because you've got all your...
No. Yeah.
All your bags of rubbish?
Yeah. Yes, Dad. Funny. Look, this is mine. Look. Funny, did.
You're being a dustbin man.
Look. Look, Mummy.
I'm watching you.
Purdy, look.
What are you showing Purdy and I? What are you doing? You're shaking your head. Did one of the dustbin men shake their heads?
Hello.
Now, why are you shaking your head? I can't understand. Why are you doing that?
Push the button.
You press the button on your Postman Pat book to play the tune.
Yeah.
Let's draw the curtains now, Thomas, because it's dark and wet outside. It's not nice, is it?
That's a rubbish bag. That's a rubbish bag.
That's a rubbish bag.
Not that way.
In a moment, Thomas, let's put your Wellingtons on.
Purdy, stop going that way. Stop. Where is it on there?
No, leave Purdy alone, Thomas. Come on, let's put your Wellingtons on and go and post Mummy's letter before it gets even darker. Shall we do that?
Bye-bye, dustbin bags.
Yes, bye-bye, dustbin bags.
My rubbish bags. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Not rubbish bags.
What do you mean you've not got the rubbish bags?
Two ones.
What's the matter, Thomas?
Got my rubbish bags.
Who's got your rubbish bags?
Oh, here it is.
There they are. Did you think you'd lost some cushions?
Yes.
Your rubbish bags? No, they're all here.
They're throwing rubbish.
They're throwing rubbish on
you. Two rubbishes.
Two rubbishes. Two cushions.
They're just
spin
bags, actually.
They're just spin bags, actually, aren't they? Right.
Yeah, okay. Push me down on the mat.
You're pushing them down on the mat?
Yes.
Don't throw. You're pressing the button.
Yeah.
Is that for the rubbish all to be ground up?
Yeah, okay. See a flashing light.
See a flashing light?
And I'll put it again. See a flashing light. Come on, bud. Come on, see. Hey! Don't run in the bank. Don't laugh, boy.
Do you know why she's running about? She's running away from you because she won't leave her alone.
Hiding.
Right, let's leave Purdy to eat. We'll get your Wellingtons on and we'll go out. Okay?
I strapped him.
Are you strapped in?
Yes.
Well, you sit there. And we're going to melt some chocolate now, aren't we?
Where is chocolate? Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Right, now that's very, very hot water, so you mustn't touch it. Straight from the kettle. But can you see we're putting water in the saucepan? And then we've got a jug, haven't we, inside of the saucepan. And we're going to melt some chocolate. Yes, very hot. Because tomorrow it's Purdy's birthday.
Open it. Open it.
And we're going to make a cake for her, aren't we? And Mummy was going to put some chocolate pussycats on top, so we've bought some chocolate. And we're going to just break a few squares off. Would you like to eat one?
Yeah.
I thought you might. Anyway, what do you say? What do you say?
Please.
Yes, please. So I'm going to pop the chocolate into that jug and we'll melt the chocolate and then when it's all runny, we'll pour it into some shapes and it should come out as chocolate pussycats to put on the top of the cake. What do you think to that? I don't think we need melt too much. I'll just do two more squares. There we are, we'll save the rest. Would you like to eat another piece?
Oh yeah.
I thought you might.
No, okay, but do you need to mum?
Pardon?
Hold it, it's in one.
Oh, I see, you're holding that piece I've just given you while you eat the one that's in your mouth. That's okay. Well, it's very dull outside, isn't it? No, is it?
No sunshine.
No sunshine today, no.
I'm done.
Oh, what's that? You put the other piece in as well. Right, if I bring this nearer to you, you won't touch the pan, will you? Because it's very, very hot. But look, we've got a spoon with an extra long handle, so we can stir, can't we?
Hold it.
Yeah, you stir it, but you mustn't touch the pan because you'll burn yourself. Okay. I think we'll put a little bit more hot water in that, Thomas. There we are.
Hold your spoon, John.
Well, let's just leave it a few more minutes to melt a little bit more. It'll soon start melting when the hot water reaches the jug, won't it? Now, this is what we're going to do, Thomas. When the chocolate's melted, we're going to pour it into some moulds. So we'll get the moulds ready. Well, that's funny. There's a tray now with a fussy cat on it.
What's happening?
What's happening?
What's happening?
There we are. We'll put that liner on the tray.
I'm going to fire on board.
A fire on board?
Yeah. I shot it.
What do you mean there's a fire on board?
The beeper is off. Let's hold our fire. Okay. Fire nice and smooth.
Fire nice and smooth?
Yeah.
Oh, you're putting the sheet of parchment onto the tray. Are you thinking back to the programme when Auntie Mabel and Pippin had a chip pan fire and the fireman covered the chip pan with that cloth, didn't he?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking of?
Mind the pan!
Mind the pan? No, you've got to mind this pan because it's full of boiling water, isn't it? Their chocolate's melting quite nicely now, Thomas. I have to leave it a little bit longer.
Hold on now. Don't put it on long. Yes.
That's a pussycat tray, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Are you going to sneeze?
No.
Well, if you're going to sneeze, don't sneeze near this.
What happened?
It's just a little mark on the paper.
Lick it.
No.
Stop it.
Don't lick it, Thomas. Not when we're going to put food on it. No. Are you kissing Mummy's arm?
Kiss fire engine arm.
Kiss the fire engine's arm? Is Mummy a fire engine? Who were you kissing yesterday?
Isabel.
Isabel? You kissed Isabel a lot of times, didn't you? Do you want to just have a little look in the pan?
Yeah.
Now don't touch it because it's very, very hot. But just look in there. Can you see? Chocolate's melted.
Chocolate melted.
Can you see it's running off the spoon?
Oh, no, no.
No, no, no.
Mummy do it.
That's right, Mummy do it.
A fire bomb. Thomas bomb.
Where's Thomas gone? He's playing with a piece of paper, aren't he?
Yeah. Hello, Mummy. Where's the fire engine?
You'll be able to stir this in a minute because it's nearly all melted. And then you can see when we pour it into the moulds.
What am I doing now? I'm making chocolates too.
The fireman's making chocolates?
Yeah.
Now I think it's all melted, Thomas, that beautiful chocolate.
What am I doing now? Fire. The pizza picture.
Right, so now if I take that out of the pan.
There's a whistle.
Would you like to have a little stir? Be careful, the jug will be hot, but the spoon's fine. That's right, you stir it. Round and round. Whoops, keep the spoon down. You're using your left hand a lot, aren't you? Do you prefer to use that hand? There!
I don't know.
Right, do you want to use the other hand?
No.
You've had enough mixing. I think that's lovely. Look at that. Ooh.
Lick it.
Lick it? So you can't lick it yet. We'll just stand it back in the pan. Thomas, be careful. Now, will you put that piece of paper back onto the tray, please?
I'm trying.
Pop it back on the tray.
Okay, spray.
Right, now these are very, very hot. What are these?
What's that?
You'll burn yourself, don't touch them. What are they?
Shapes.
Shapes? What shapes are they?
Dog Triangles.
No, they're not triangles, are they? Pussycat shapes.
Yeah.
Look, that's a cat sitting down and that's a cat standing up.
One more shape, please.
Now, let's see what we're going to do with this chocolate.
More shapes.
No, we won't move them. We'll just leave them where they are. And we're going to spoon some of this chocolate into there like that. Can you see?
A horse.
No, it's not a horse. It's a pussy cat.
Like a horse.
Does it look like a horse?
Well, not like a pussy cat, but a horse now.
You think it looks more like a horse?
Well, jumpy, 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 jumpy.
A jumpy, jumpy, jumpy horse. There, I think another spoonful should do that. We'll fill in all the shapes.
Shape.
No, be careful now, Thomas. You mustn't knock it because it'll spoil. Let's just get some chocolate there. Can you see where the pussycat's ears are at the top of its head? We just want to press the chocolate right into the corners. Alright, we'll do the same on the other pussycat. And then we'll see how much chocolate we've got left and we can put some more on, can't we? And then we'll put these in the fridge to set and then tomorrow we'll make the cake and we'll put some cream in the middle and we can put some icing on top and then we can stand these two chocolate pussycat shapes on top. Do you think Purdy will like that? Would you like some birthday candles on the cake?
Oh yeah, no thanks.
No?
I want a big truck.
You'd be able to help Purdy blow them out, wouldn't you?
No.
You would, because I don't think Purdy will be very, very clever at blowing out birthday candles, do you?
Look, where is my jumper? Where is jumpers?
What are you doing with your jumper?
Hiding it.
You're hiding in your jumper?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's Tom.
Where's Thomas gone? I think he's gone there.
No.
I think he's gone inside his jumper. Has he? Gosh, these are going to be very, very thick pussycat shapes, aren't they? Because we've melted an awful lot of chocolate. I don't think we need to have done
that. Yeah!
Well, there he is.
Down to the end.
Again, are you hiding again?
Yeah!
Oh no, put your jumper back on, Thomas. You're going to get...
No, I've got the tummy.
That's your jumper with the elephant on, isn't it?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello again.
Hello again.
And then...
You're hiding again.
Hello, Winnie Jumper.
Hello.
Bye, Winnie Jumper. Hello.
What sort of jumper are you calling it?
The blue jumper, you.
A blue jumper? What colour's Mummy's jumper?
It's blue.
Mummy's jumper's purple.
Not purple, blue.
It's purple, Thomas. Yours is light blue with a grey elephant on it and Mummy's is purple. There we are. Do you like to lick spoon? Oh, and again. Is that nice?
No more.
No more. Mmm. No. We'll just get those little tap.
Bang, bang.
That's right, bang, bang. And then we're going to put those in the fridge. And then tomorrow they should have set and we'll be able to pop them.
Okay,
on top of the cake, won't we?
Two more left.
Two more left. What, bits of chocolate?
Yeah.
Would you like another piece?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Please.
Yes, please. There you are. And we'll save some more for Daddy. Can Mummy have a piece, please?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Mmm. Very nice. Oops. Mmm. He's falling over the vacuum cleaner, isn't she?
Iron board.
And the ironing board, yeah. Silly Mummy.
Purple boots. going.
What would you like to do now, Thomas?
Remember all the inside the parcels.
You'd like to look inside the parcels? Which parcels? The orange one and the green one, a lot of parcels. Well, these are empty washing powder boxes, aren't they? Let me just wipe the table to get rid of the chocolate. And then we can have a look together, can't we?
Two more boxes.
Just a second.
All done.
You've got chocolate all around your mouth. Mr. Mess Pot, aren't you?
No, Mr. Poo Poo.
Pardon?
Mr. Poo Poo.
Mr. Poo Poo, what do you mean? Ah, there we are. Look at all these boxes. You want to look inside?
Yellow.
Yellow, that's an empty Smarty box, isn't it? There's plastic boxes that have mini Smarties in them.
Lots of boxes. Hold them. That's all these boxes. You're making shape.
Making shapes?
Very hot shapes.
Very hot shapes?
I'm a moon as a toad. And that's a wall. Oops.
Oh, Tom, be careful. What was that?
Train.
Look, your horse is there.
Bring it.
No, don't bring it. That's from your Lego train, isn't it?
I have a lot of boxes.
Can you not reach them? Just be careful, because that's Daddy's printer on the table. No. And he's not going to be very pleased, is he? If you break that.
Making buses? Yeah.
Are you making buses?
Yeah.
Or do you mean that it's the bus depot?
Yeah.
Is that where the buses live?
41.
Where the 41 lives? Yeah. No, we live at number 41. It's the 42 bus we catch, isn't it?
Yeah. To Spain.
To go to Spain?
Yes, a blue bus.
Did we go on a blue bus in Spain?
Yeah.
Did we? I know we went on a bus one day, but I can't remember what colour it was, Thomas.
White.
A white one?
Yeah.
Oh, I really can't remember. We'll have to ask Grandma and Grandad when they come what colour bus it was. They probably noticed. Well, shall I go and find Bertie the bus?
Oh, yes. But the trucks smash them.
No, Thomas, don't bash them. Mummy doesn't like a lot of them.
There.
There you are.
Bertie, a bus.
There's Bertie the bus. Let's find the pieces of the train. Quite a few pieces missing, aren't there?
There. I'm the thrill-in-law. Thrill-in-law. Thrill-in-law.
Look, a mail train. Is that carrying all the letters?
Yes. A driver to it.
Why is it carrying all the letters?
To Auntie Mabel.
To Auntie Mabel?
Yeah. Doing it. Doing the bus. Yeah.
Is Auntie Mabel going on the bus?
Oh, yeah.
And where's she going?
To the airport.
Go to the airport?
Yeah. Look.
Auntie Mabel and Pippin tend to go a lot of places in the aeroplane, don't they?
Boop.
What do they say when they're about to go out?
Aeroplane.
In the aeroplane, Auntie Mabel says, come along, Pippin, it's time to...
fly.
It's time to fly, that's right. Come along, Pippin, it's time to fly. And then they go in that little helicopter, don't they, that little aeroplane. It is an aeroplane rather than a helicopter, isn't it? And what does it look like, Thomas? What colours?
White.
White, and it's got lots of spots on it, hasn't it?
Lots of spots. Bird, Betty, a bus.
Well, Bertie the bus, it's got lots of coloured circles on it, lots of spots.
We'll stop it now.
Well, Bertie the bus seems to be on the mail train, doesn't he? Or is that the train that's taking Auntie Mabel to the airport?
No. When it goes to the very poorly.
Who's very poorly?
A Bertie the bus.
Is he? Has he broken down?
Yes.
Oh dear, dear. Where did he break down, Thomas?
A bit of a puddle.
In a puddle?
Yeah.
Oh goodness. And did he have lots of passengers on when he broke down?
Oh no.
Well, that was lucky, wasn't it?
Yes. Flashing van came.
The flashing van came? Do you mean the breakdown truck? Did the breakdown truck come, Thomas?
Yeah. A big lorry came.
A big lorry came?
Called Thomas Clare to a truck.
Thomas truck. Bertie sits nicely on that little Lego train, doesn't he?
Yes, it is.
Is there a driver on the bus?
Well, on the train.
The driver's on the train, is he? So the bus is empty?
Yes. No people.
No people, no. No people.
I'll not open the door.
You can't open the door?
No. It's locked.
Oh, I wonder who that is on the telephone. We'll answer it in sleep now. That was the lady on the telephone about your photograph, Thomas, from a toddler group.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we went on that Saturday morning with Daddy to have your photograph taken at the school?
Yeah.
And you wore your smart green shirt? Well, the lady's just phoned to say that it's ready. Lots of pictures of Thomas.
And Bertie the bus gone.
Where's Bertie the bus gone? Is he in this box?
Probably a shed.
Oh, sorry, it's not a box, is it? Probably a shed. He's not in that shed.
In that shed?
No, he won't be in that shed. I think he's in this shed. Oh, he's not there.
Where is Bertie the bus? A daddy shed.
You think he's in that shed, do you?
Oh, there he is!
That was a fantastic shed for Bertie the bus, wasn't it?
I done.
Has he gone again? Where's he gone? Where's Bertie the bus gone? I think he might be in this. No. I think he might be. No. I think he must be in. Yes! There he is. When he's in the shed, is he asleep?
Don't mind him.
Oh, are you giving him a kiss, are you, in the shed? Oh, night night.
I'm probably crying.
He's probably crying.
Done.
Done.
Lots of boxes.
There are a lot of boxes. There are some more on the floor. Shall I lift these up as well? There's something in this box.
What's that?
What do you think it is?
What's that?
What is it?
This out.
Oh, it's an old margarine tub. And what else? There was something else in there as well. Oh, that's an empty coleslaw pot. Who likes coleslaw?
Purdy.
Purdy? No, Purdy doesn't like coleslaw. Who likes coleslaw?
Daddy Rod.
Daddy? Daddy Rod? Who else?
Daddy, I'm not in the boat! Run away!
Oh, they won't go back in like that, will they?
No.
Now you've got to put one inside of the other. You have to stack them up.
A bird in a bus stand.
Bird in the bus. Is he in your postbox?
Hello.
The postbox is here.
Where? Yeah. Like a doctor man.
Like a doctor man?
Yeah.
What do you mean like a doctor man? Is he in the dustbin?
No.
No, he's not in the dustbin, is he? I bet you're sitting on him.
No.
You're not sitting on him?
No.
Oh, where can he be? Where, oh, where can Bertie Bus be?
Gone somewhere.
He's gone somewhere, yes, he's gone somewhere, but where?
Blue shed, green shed.
The blue shed and the green shed?
No, not the blue shed, the green.
This green box here, do you think he's in the shed? Yes, he is, I can see him. Look at his little face, is he smiling? Is Bertie smiling?
I have a letter. I don't like the Postman Pat's van.
Oh, Postman Pat's van, I thought it was Bertie the bus. Oh, then he's red like Postman Pat's van, isn't he?
Bertie the bus stand. Bertie the bus stand.
Where's Bertie the bus gone? You were saying Bertie a bus, aren't you?
Bertie a bus.
What about Bertie the bus?
Bertie and the bus.
Bertie and the bus, no. Bertie the bus.
Bertie and the bus.
Bertie and the bus. No, Bertie is the bus. It's not Bertie and the bus, it's Bertie the bus. What's the bus called?
The Bertie a bus.
Bertie a bus.
Take it.
Oh, Thomas, poor Bertie.
He's shouting.
I'm not surprised he's shouting, being shaken up like that.
Yes.
Oh, poor Bertie, Thomas. He won't be very well if he's shaken, will he?
Open it.
You're going to open it?
Yeah.
Shall we knock first?
Yeah. Oh!
Is he there?
There.
Oh, he's... I know, you see, that's what happens if you shake it. You've shaken him and he's fallen on his side, hasn't he?
Then...
Again.
But that nothing. Nothing, you think.
You think he's naughty?
Shaking it.
I think you're naughty for shaking it, yes. What are you?
Vodafone.
Dress pot, aren't you?
No.
No,
stand up! Stand up now! Bertie bus gone.
Bertie bus gone. Has he gone again? It's very dull outside, doesn't it?
A digger coming. Digger coming.
No, there isn't a digger. What do you think is in this shed?
I'm not a digger.
The digger's on the window ledge, I'll go and get it.
I'll need that one.
You need the digger?
Yeah.
You need this one?
Reverse the bus,
Towie. Oh, is it Bertie the bus?
Towie.
Who are the diggers carrying Bertie the bus? In the scoop? In the digger part?
Right here, almost there. Mummy, sit down.
Mummy, sit down? You want me to sit down?
Yeah.
Okay, let's sit down. Do as I'm told.
Digger gone.
Where's the digger gone?
One there, one wheel.
One wheel? It's got four wheels.
Got one.
It's got four. It's got two at the back and two at the front.
We've got one.
And two at each side. It's got one, two, three, four.
Got one.
It's got four.
Got one.
It's got one, two, three, four.
Got one.
Got two, three, four.
Got one.
How many wheels has the bus got?
Show you.
You're going to show me?
One, two.
What about the other side?
One, two, three, four.
It's got four wheels. And what's inside this shed?
Shut it.
Shut it? Well, open it and see. Open and see.
Car.
It's a racing car.
Racing car.
A red racing car. And how many wheels has the red racing car got?
One, two, three.
Just three?
The bus going in that shed.
The bus is going in that shed. How many wheels has the car got? Three car, three wheels. I think it's got...
One, two, three.
I think it's got four.
Not 48.
It's not got four, it's got 48.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of wheels. Can you imagine all those going round together? Digger man in with a bus in the shed. Is he going to have to sleep in the shed all night with the bus?
Not going to sleep.
What's going to sleep?
The car.
The car's going to sleep.
Digger don't sleep.
And the digger's going to sleep. Oh, the digger's lying on its side. Is it going to sleep?
Everybody goes to sleep.
Everybody goes to sleep. Shall we go to sleep?
Right.
What did Becky do yesterday when she was lying on the floor pretending to go to sleep? What noise did she make?
Burnt her.
Oh, burnt her?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're thinking about the radiator. She's crying. No, did she not go, shh, to pretend she was snoring? You used to do that when you were a baby and you were tired. Instead of saying, go to sleep, you used to lie down and go, hosh, hosh. Do you remember doing that?
No.
No, I didn't.
Everybody goes to sleep.
Everybody goes to sleep because Grandad snores and Daddy snores. You snore as well, but not quite as loud as that.
Mother goes to sleep too.
Go to sleep. Oh, shall we have a cuddle?
Yeah.
Can I lie near and go to sleep? Come on, let's have a sleep together.
Lie down
on
that place.
Lie down there? Oh, you don't want me to lie with you?
No, lie down that way.
Lie down this way?
Yeah.
All right. Will do. Shh. That's you snoring now.
Shh.
You do remember that noise.
What's that?
This is a little book called Snowman's Squeaky Song. Shall we read it? Oh, Birdie's here.
Hello, chicken.
Hello, chicken.
Time for your napkin.
Yes, it's dinner for her. Oh, no, the cake is not ready. No. We've just made the chocolate to go on top of the cake tomorrow, haven't we? Don't tell her about it. It's got to be a surprise. Once upon a winter's day, when snow lay deep around, three elves made a magical snowman who sang with a squeaking sound. Just once, that's right. When Mummy says squeaking or squeaky or squeaked or squeak, you can press it then. At first, the snowman's squeaky song was just a touch off key. But once he coughed and cleared his throat, he squeaked most tunefully. Stories spread around the town about the snowman's tune. They marvelled at his clever squeak. How he did it, no one knew. Soon the snowman could be found each day of the week in the park where skaters danced, while he would cheerfully squeak. At Christmas time, on starry nights, the snowman travelled round, his squeaky voice so sweet and clear, bringing joy to all he found. And who do you suppose they chose to lead the Christmas parade? The snowman thrilled the festive crowd with his squeaky serenade. On Christmas Eve, the snowman squeaked a Christmas song so sweet. Thus all who heard it snuggled down to a cosy, cheerful sleep. Can you see the little boy asleep there with his teddy bear in his arms? Oh, isn't the little boy asleep up there? Even the birds are asleep in its nest, look. On Christmas Day, our snowy friend sang just for Santa Claus. And Santa loved his squeak so much, he clapped without a pause. No. One squeak, when Mummy says squeak or squeaky or squeaked. They say the snowman sings his songs in snowy lands the whole year long.
A
tree's fallen down. Yes, it's just a log, isn't it? It's a branch. And what's sitting on it?
A mouse.
A little mouse and...
A pussycat.
No, it's a fox. And if you listen carefully, you just might hear his squeaky song.
And then Father Christmas one.
This is called Santa's Squeaky Boots, so it's the same sort of thing, Thomas. When I say squeak or squeaky or squeaked or squeaking, you can press it once. Well, I've not said anything yet. Santa had some brand new boots the day of Christmas Eve, but when he walked they made a squeak that no one could believe. Once, please. He wore them to his workshop where the elves were making toys. Each time he squeaked, they all stopped work and cried, "What is that noise?" When Santa walked out to his sleigh, his boots squeaked in the snow. The reindeer started giggling to hear him squeaking so. Then Santa waved goodbye at last and disappeared from sight. When Santa stepped out on the roof, his boots squeaked in the night. Slipping quietly down the chimney with his sack, he'd creep. But when his 2 feet touched the floor, his boots made such a squeak. Why are you biting your thumb? Does your mouth hurt?
No.
Those squeaky boots woke one small child who wandered out to see just what could make that squeaking sound. So Santa hid behind the tree. All through the night, that squeak was heard on floors and roofs and stairs. In fact, his squeak brought out the mice. His squeak was just like theirs. By morning, Santa's squeaky boots had squeaked the whole world round. He even grew to like the squeak and smiled to hear the sound. So if you're waiting up for him and want to take a peep, you're sure to hear him coming first. You'll recognise that...
Christmas!
That Christmas, that squeak! Can you see the Christmas tree there?
Hold the star.
Hold the star. There's a star on top, isn't there?
Hold it.
Thomas, is it your mouth that's hurting or is it your thumb?
No, not teeth.
Not teeth, because you're biting a lot, aren't you? Oh, isn't it miserable and dark?
Ooh. The door's open it. The door's open it. What's happened now?
What's happened? Nothing's happened. I think Purdy wants some food. Shall I give her some food?
Okay, I think.
No, if it, we can't give a cake yet, Thomas.
Oh, stop it. Not have the cake now.
No, but listen, even when we make the cake.
No, but let's say to you, Purdy. For the Christmas coming, this I have a present.
Well, the Christmas is coming to see Purdy.
Yeah.
And he'll have a present.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Exciting, Purdy. Exciting.
Very exciting, I think.
Yeah, I think. Whoops,
do you think it's very exciting as well?
Yes.
But Thomas, when the cake's made, I don't think Purdy's going to actually want to eat the cake. We can eat the cake and we can put candles on it for Purdy. But I don't think pussycats really like cakes. We'll give Purdy some chicken or some salmon. We'll give her something that she likes to eat. We'll have the cake. But you can sing happy birthday to her and we can put some candles on it and blow the candles out, can't we?
What's happened, Purdy?
What's happened? Well, it looks like the racing car's got both its doors open and its bonnet open.
Fire engine coming, please off.
A fire engine coming in a police car?
Yeah.
Are you a tired boy?
What's happened? The fire engine mend it.
You want the fire engine to mend it?
Yeah, okay.
Am I the fire engine?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, shall I mend it then?
Okay.
I'll shut the doors. Quite stiff actually.
Yeah.
And put the bonnet down. There we are. It says number one. Number one's mended.
One door open it. Another door open it.
One door open it, another door open it.
Oh no, fan under it now.
What do you mean the oops? What do you mean the fireman do it now?
Fire engine man now.
Squeaking, isn't it? A little bit like Santa's boots and the snowman's squeaky song. Can you hear the car squeaking?
Hello, cheetah poop. Hello, fish.
Why are you calling Purdy a fish?
Right, yellow fish now, actually.
A yellow fish now, actually. Can you see the snowman's got a hat on, hasn't he? A little bit like the flight controller's top hat. And he's wearing a nice red and green stripy scarf, isn't he? Is he waving?
Not doing it.
No, I don't think the digger will fit in there, Thomas. That's the little shed that you've got in the rest of it. It's far too small for the digger. Shall we try the digger in this box? It's a little bit bigger. Oh, it won't, still won't go properly, will it?
It's not going properly.
Let's try backwards. No, it still won't go in backwards.
Not going backwards. What funny noise?
What funny noise? It's the car.
We're hiding there.
The car's hiding there, is it?
Stay there.
Stay there? What, the car? You like the car to stay in there?
No, hide in there. Oh, stop it. They're hiding on there.
You want the car to hide behind there?
Yeah.
Right, you can't see it now, can you, because it's hiding. Where's the bus gone, Thomas? Where's the bus?
Bus gone.
Where has the bus gone? Where's the bus gone? when you were a lot younger, that's all you used to say. Where's the bus? Where's the bus? Do you remember? You just spent hours looking for the bus. You used to hide the bus under the stairs and then say, where's the bus? And we'd all have to look for it. And you would always know where it was. I think the bus is in that box.
Not in that box!
It's not in that box because that box is empty. It's not in this box because this box is empty. I think it's in... And who's in the box with the bus?
The bus?
Yes, but who was in the box with the bus? The Digger Man.
That one's very hot.
That one's very hot, is it?
Yeah.
The one that the Digger Man's in?
Yeah.
Well, that's quite handy, because if he's having to sleep outside in December in an engine shed, it's just as well it's very hot, isn't it?
What's happened?
Because he's not got nice warm bed or nice warm blankets to lie in, has he?
Digger Man.
Is the digger driving around looking for its driver? It's riding around looking for the driver.
But in that box.
You put it in that box. Shall I get him out and sit him in the digger?
In a minute.
Yeah,
digger. Run it off. Thomas gone. No.
Where's Thomas gone? Thomas is hiding behind the box with Bertie the bus in. I can't see his eyes and I can't see his nose, but I can see one ear and I can see a cheeky smile and some teeth and a little chin. A little chin. I think Thomas is hiding there. There he is, my little treasure. There he is, my little treasure. Oh.
No, Bertie the bus.
Bertie the bus, where are you? He's lying on his side again, Thomas. Is he tired?
Yeah.
Do you think when buses go to sleep, they lie on their side?
Yeah, all day.
All day? All right.
Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday. Every day.
Every day, I think.
What are the days of the
day? Bertie the bus would like a smarty.
Bertie the bus would like a smarty, would he?
If they like a smarty.
Who else would like a smarty?
Elephant.
The elephant?
You mean
the elephant on your jumper?
No, I haven't. I like a jelly sweet too.
You'd like a jelly sweet rather than a smart. Oh, look, there's one jelly sweet left. That's all there is. One jelly sweet. A green jelly sweet.
Mine.
It's yours, yes. Would you like the bag? Does that taste nice? Well, you're a lucky boy. You've had chocolate and a jelly sweet.